Ew. And so this is, we were just talking about what happens when you go virtual, and Pam Toompop knows all about this. There was, up until the last minute, everyone was asking, what's going to happen to Maid in Maui? What's going to happen to Maid in Maui? Maid in Maui is huge, you know, and it's like, I mean, when we started seeing, of course, that the Mac wasn't going to happen, it became pretty clear first that that venue wasn't going to be available. Is that right? Was that one of the determining factors?
You know, it was in large part, but what happened, Cindy, is, you know, early on we scheduled, you know, everybody loves the live event. And we had hoped, of course, at the beginning of COVID, we knew, unlike the county, who with the county fair had huge expenses they had to pay up front because we mostly worked with local vendors, we had more time. And we knew how much everybody loved getting together. And so we surveyed our vendors, we talked to people in the community, and everybody really wanted the live event. But as it rounded out into July, and we had ultimately had hoped to make our decision in late August, but it became very clear at the end of July that, no, we really needed to, you know, make it a virtual event. So, but we weren't sitting idle in the meantime. We were planning behind the scenes, but if it had to go virtual, what kinds of platforms would we be looking at, and software and software integrations, and how could we best go virtual to give people the look and feel of a live event? And so that's what we've done.
Well, you know, Maid in Maui had such a huge response from the very beginning, and it became one of our favorite events with thousands, usually about 10,000 people showing up over the day, right?
That's correct.
And I would always love being out there, and it was always a treat, and it you know, actually did go to 2 days. But this year, it is going to be 2 days, but in a different way. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday, November 7th and 8th, and yes, it is going to be virtual. And which meant scrambling on your, Amanda, and Amber's part to get a lot of work done so that the booths, virtual booths, could have video and more. I mean, and God bless Hawaiian Airlines and all the sponsors, because there's been a lot of work to get. Now, is there 70 different virtual booths participating?
So we've had close to 80. We actually had over 80, but a few people have had COVID or other family issues. So it's very close to 80 different booths with hundreds of products. And you know, you've always been a great supporter, and we just couldn't let the 7th annual Hawaiian Airlines Maid in Maui County Festival go. We had to look at something different. And yet people, one of the big things that we know is people want that interaction with vendors. So we found an event platform that we are using to create these virtual booths, and so the vendors can upload their products within the booth. All of the products located within the booth meet that 51% locally made in Maui County, 51% valuation, and people can shop there. But they can also then switch over to their website and shop other things that might complement their locally made products. So it's a great way. You know, the vendors counted on the sales. Our statewide residents and guests counted on being able to attend. And now we can include everybody worldwide. And the vendors can have literally 200 shoppers at a time in each booth. But in addition to that, they can do a live virtual chat with up to 7 attendees at a time and see 7 attendees while those attendees see the vendor and communicate with the vendor throughout the day. So it's really cool. Even though it's virtual, the vendors are still manning their booths on that Saturday and Sunday. And the reason we chose Saturday and Sunday is now we're broadcasting to the world. So we looked at different time zones, and we realize now we are inviting the world in to this great festival. So wholesale buyers who were never able to attend because of time zones and flight times and costs to come and see what we have locally can now come in to this festival. And attendees worldwide who might have wanted to come can now come. So we're very excited about the event. And in addition to the virtual booth, we've got some great live stream programming as well.
So this sounds more complicated than what you can do on Zoom. What platform are you using?
So we're using a platform called Event Hub, and we are working with them to customize elements for us. But they are an events management company, been around for many different years, and have modified platforms. to work with people like us to create this more interactive environment.
So how, because I'm just curious, because you've got these people in booths. People can actually go and look at product and order product, but at the same time, there's someone there manning the booth, and that person is available for a conversation with up to seven people. I don't know how that's possible. That just is kind of mind-boggling to me, Pam. I can't try to figure it out. How does that work?
It's going to be kind of interesting. And let me share, too, that we also have this live streaming event going on. So the booths are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The live streaming element from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So when you come into the website, you're going to be able to say very easily, no, go in and go shopping. Or you're going to be able to look at the live streamed event on the website.
Oh.
Now, when you go
shopping.
So
that's two different streams. The live stream is different than going in and going shopping, right?
Yeah. So the shopping element is not going to be part of the live stream. You're going to go in, you're going to click to go shopping in the booth, and you'll be able to see the booth by company name as well as by category of product. So if you're shopping for something particular, you can find that category. If you're just browsing or you know your favorite company from Maui, Molokai, or Lanai, you'll find their name and click on that, and you'll go straight to their booth. In their booth, the live streaming component, we have host Kathy Collins and Alaka Ipaleka, who will be doing vendor interviews. We've got musicians, chef demonstrations, fashion show, and more. That live streaming, a little screen when you decide to go shopping, goes with you. And so you'll have a screen and screen. So you can shop and not lose track of what's happening on the main stages.
So, there is this live stream with Kathy and Alakai, and that is being done at what source? Where are you going to have them?
We are going to be broadcasting live streaming from the Made in Maui County Festival website.
Okay. All right. So that's actually some building somewhere.
we've got technicians building, let me tell you. It's getting to be interesting. And then through our vendor site, when you go shopping, so you'll be able to see, you won't miss anything on the stage unless you click on one of the vendor videos, which will pop up, and you'll still see what's happening on the stage, but the sound will go off so you can watch a vendor video.
Right.
Or when you're in the vendor booth, you can click on the button to live chat with the vendor.
Wow.
They'll be standing by. And they'll pop up, and you'll get to live chat with the vendor and other people who might be shopping. Might, you know, when you come in, there might be people already live chatting, and you can either hear that and participate. It's like a Zoom meeting at that point. But what you're clicking is to say you want to communicate with the vendor, and there'll be a button there. You can also, if you don't want to be a part of the live stream, but you have some questions or want to email the vendor or ask that they communicate with you directly by email, you can also click on the email button there, as well as there's going to be other website and social media links like you would find on a standard web page. These are branded booths that each vendor is designing, and they're designing kind of a fun booth for attendees, and it's going to be really interactive. So you'll be able to click on that and say, hey, I want to chat. They'll be manning their chats and doing this, and it will feel like a Zoom, but nobody has to worry about the controls. The controls are built into the system. And now the vendors might say if they've got too many people or need to answer a very specific or maybe even personal question, they might ask people to come back in a minute or give them just a moment and let them finish up a dialogue. But they'll be there, and they'll have those kind of controls to interact with their shoppers.
So I was talking this morning with Ashley from Maui Kuia Chocolate Estates, and we were, you know, on my Buzz show, we were talking about this and the Made in Maui County Festival. And they were very excited. Of course, you know, I have to say, this, they're so great at their packaging, and they have everything kind of already set up to be able to easily be bought at their MauiChocolate.com, as you know. So for someone like them, this is a huge opportunity to reach out to the world. They've been impacted as everyone has. I mean, you started doing this and accepting, you actually started interviewing and going through people who could be a part of this a long time ago, over 7 months ago, right? It was May decision, was a final decision, I think was the end of May.
Right.
And since that time, some of these amazing entrepreneurs have really been hit hard.
Yeah.
And so I know they're counting on, this as a possibility way to really get some support during these hard times, especially hoping that people will buy for Christmas.
Absolutely. That's why we couldn't give it up, Cindy. You know what? These are tough times. Very difficult decisions have to be made organization by organization. But, you know, the Maine and Maui County Festival was a two-pronged event. One feature, of course, is the big shopping day and you know, coming in on the, we had the Friday exclusive shopping day, and then we had the Saturday big right. shopping day. And some of our vendors told us they made more money during this event than many, many months.
I did, yeah, absolutely.
And so they said, you know, this was a huge event for them. So one, knowing how hurt all of these small businesses are, we certainly did not want them to lose their opportunity on that retail and side. In addition to the retail side, beyond the 2 days, this is also a wholesaler event and distributors event where we pair wholesalers and distributors with our vendors so they get to meet companies they may want to buy from on an ongoing basis. That's the economic development kicker, and that's what helps these companies grow year after year. And so then we realized when we were going virtual how many more wholesalers and distributors we could invite because they can come in virtually. And so now we are broadcasting. We're obviously worldwide, but not only that, we are now asking everybody for their help, and we are doing social media in all the major cities that visitors fly from to Hawaii and the key international regions like Japan, South Korea, New Zealand, Australia, Canada. We are doing targeted marketing through social media to try and reach people and say, for those of you who love Hawaii, from the mainland and abroad, we want to invite you to come. The festival is going live, and we're asking everybody if you can just go to MaineAndMauiCountyFestival.com, find a few of our posts you like. If you'll post it on your social media accounts, you can help so many small local businesses from our county. You can leverage your networks to benefit these companies and give them an opportunity for more people to come and shop.
So there's been a ton of homework being done to get
yes.
to you, because you've had to take all those 80 people who are part of the booth and actually get out there and videotape them and get their presentation ready to go onto this platform, right?
You know, thank you for mentioning that. Sometimes we do so many things that we forget all the things that we've been doing, but what happened is when we realized we were going virtual and we looked at the platform we were going with, that platform had a feature within the branded booth for live video. And we knew so many of our businesses did not have a video. They,
right.
they didn't have a video for social media or for commercials. And so we partnered with one of our chamber members to... We did have tier booth offers, so people, you know, if they couldn't afford a video, they didn't have to have it. But for $125, which was the add-on cost to produce a video, which is insane for a 30-second commercial, but we did it because we grouped them all together, and we had several days of just back-to-back videotaping. Each could pick, from a few customized sets, they could kind of bring their stuff in and work with some of the backgrounds we had, but we videotaped many different vendors, and they now have a 30-second commercial that will also run during the live streaming event. And then we realized that in addition to also, you know, sharing all of these phenomenal products, while we have this opportunity to broadcast to the world, while our visitor industry is changing and we're looking for new types of visitors who really love Hawaii and want to take care of Hawaii and Maui County, they love the treasures from our island, so they want to shop with us. But we could also start sharing visitor messages about how we're coming back and how we're protecting residents and visitors and how important it is to protect our residents when people come back. And also where we're going with our environment and culture. So we realized this was a time where we could start sharing some of these messages that we've been starting to brand and share prior to COVID-19, the amazing Rooted videos, if you're familiar with that, and some of the videos that MVB and HTA have promoted to share our culture and our lifestyle. We will be sharing those with the world during this event as well.
Well, that's a wonderful platform. And for the streaming, which you've always, I have to say, every year I've seen better and better performances and events going on through the streaming. Some lovely, lovely, amazing, you know, things from George Kamoko. You had even the Navy band coming in, you know, the Band of the Pacific. But how are you going to line up, and what does it look like for the live streaming event, and who's going to perform, and what do you have lined up for that?
Well, we are still finalizing that, so I wish I could give you all the details on that. We're still working with, we have a whole lineup of musicians who are interested in assisting and being part of it. I can tell you that we are going to be in a big, beautiful hotel. I can't tell you which one, because I know a lot of people want to come down and visit, but A, the hotel is closed, which is why we are able to broadcast from the hotel, but we are going to have gorgeous scenery to broadcast, and we're going to have stages there, and a musical stage, and vendor stages, and our local celebrity hosts. But while we've got our vendors lined up, and we have promoted the list of vendors on the Made in Maui County Festival website, madeinmauicounty.com, the musicians in the lineup are going to be coming soon. We're going to have some teasers when we get a little closer, a little closer is next week. We are very close. Very close.
Yes.
I'm doing some television interviews next week to kind of let people know what's coming. But we're going to have some great musical entertainment. We're looking at two celebrity chef demonstrations right now, featuring some of the products in the fashion show as we've done before. You know, we really wanted to keep the festival going as it has, because, of course, we're hoping next year to bring it back in the live format.
Of course.
We're all hoping.
I really believe strongly you will be able to bring it back next year.
I really believe so, too. But I will say this, with all the investment we've made in this, and as many people know, we were bumping up against space, and we always wanted to keep it at the MAC. They're a phenomenal partner and beautiful facility. But I think now this hybrid in the future will, you know, align with the virtual.
Right.
Will allow us to accommodate more moving forward. And it really is exciting to us to see how we will be able to include more people moving forward. For some, again, this was a very tough time. Some of our vendors, even though we kept the cost low and started to, you know, very low in terms of the booth cost, some people still were really having a tough time. But the majority who had come in before have stayed with us. Many of them couldn't come in because, for example, you know, the food trucks couldn't join us. That doesn't work in this format.
Oh, right. And thought of that. And the Lavender Farm isn't going to be able to do it. I guess they're still closed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And alcohol purveyors can't sell online that way. So there, you know, there was
good
some
point.
Who couldn't join us.
Yeah. And can the coffee company still? I know you've always
coming. Yeah.
Good.
You know, and so for those who have packaged products, you know, some of our kombucha folks didn't work for that. But you know, some things that work in a live festival, this didn't work for. Mm-hmm. But you know, many different opportunities, and then again, continuing to look at how we can keep, you know, throughout the year, continue to promote all of these festival vendors, and we've got an exciting social media program that will continue on, and we're just very excited to get everybody in during these 2 days, November 7th and 8th, and ask everybody to help us. What you can really do to benefit these small businesses is just share it with your family and friends. Join us, of course, and share it with your family and friends.
Well, in 2 days is huge.
Connect with each other. My mom, my daughter, and I—we love to do these buy local, you know, Zoom meetings ourselves, where each of us is at our computer, buying different things and sharing different websites. And we did that with the Made in Hawaii program, and we did that with the Seabury Hall event. And we're having the time of our lives, just sitting around shopping together, and you know, each of us in our virtual space.
Yeah.
Each of us at our own homes, but having a fun little Zoom meeting or teleconference and say, hey, I'm on this website. What are you checking out? I'm buying this great deal. you know, we start planning for shopping for the holidays so that we don't each buy or overlap on what we buy for different people. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm really going to put out there that it's so important for local people. As you know, this is my mantra. You know, you got to buy local, support local. I know a lot of people might be tempted just to go online because they don't want to deal with the shopping in person. They may just be doing, I think Amazon will probably have a huge Christmas. But the difference is, when you go to an event like this and you support your local people, you are saving some businesses from going under. When you shop local, it means the difference between a business opening and closing. And I know it's hard to quite understand that unless you're a local business and know how hard this last year has been. But some people are holding their breaths, hoping they can make it through these next couple months with the support of the local community.
Yeah, a lot of people. A lot of businesses that many people think are doing okay. You know, when you're struggling, you don't share with the world your struggles.
Right.
And a lot of people are really struggling right now.
You see it. And it's you've been seeing and trying to oversee the businesses that need help, trying to get them help. But, you know, you just go from one hope to another and hope to, you know, somehow you string along and keep hoping. And sometimes you get through, but that doesn't mean you're making money. It means you're just getting through, right?
Because the sales have been down. So, you know, our newest program through the county, and thank goodness for Mayor Victorino, he really understood.
Yeah.
A lot of people have backed up rent, and they've got to, so while they can't be kicked out from their commercial space or their commercial, you know, mortgage place right now, the banks have been doing an amazing job deferring the payments, as have many of the landlords. But that is deferred rent that is backing
right.
up.
Right.
And so we've got a new program on rent and mortgage relief to help. And again, you like there is no one size fits all. Every program we do takes into account other existing programs and a niche gap area. We're all trying to, you know, figure out the niche gaps and keep coming up with programs to help. But you know, that is available on the Chamber's website. It's the Small Business Mortgage and Rent Relief Program.
And what's the website for people?
It's MauiChamber.com. You can find the link there, and it's MauiChamber.com. But, you know, there is help, and if you need help beyond that program, don't hesitate to call us at the Chamber. Talk to us. There's lots of different programs. The Hawaii Business Pivot Program has come out. That's being administered by the Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii on Oahu. That's a $10,000 program. There's the Maui County Adaptability Fund. There's that MEDB is administering. There are programs for ag that we're working on, as well as others that MEO are working on. There's lots of different opportunities. So connect with those who can help, because, you know, there's a lot of us out there, and our mission is just to do everything we can to help small businesses survive.
And don't forget, folks, it's really important. Go to MadeInMauiCountyFestival.com. Write it down. Make a note. This is going to be happening November 7th and 8th. Hawaiian Airlines Made in Maui County Festival is going to be huge. It's going to be fascinating to see people from all around the world celebrating the wonderful talent and business of people here that make it on Maui. And Pam, you're always a treat to talk to. It's so nice to talk to you.
I miss you, my friend.
Okay.
As are you, and a long supporter of this event, and as you said, shopping local, you know. I appreciate your spirit and your heart, always.
Well, God bless, and you take care of yourself, and we'll be tuning into this event, and happy to be sponsoring it.
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you there virtually.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you, Cindy. Aloha.
Aloha.